Welcome to the Pool Nation Podcast, where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. We talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. Now let's welcome your host, with over a decade of industry insider experience and still the reigning champion of Marco Polo, Edgar De Jesus, and his co-host, John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Edgar, your host. I am really a little nervous today, Zach. Our whole intro has had me nervous because we have so many people in studio and I got so many names and I'm afraid that I'm going to botch it, but I'm going to give it a shot. You ready? Welcome, everyone, to the Pool Nation Live Podcast. My name is Edgar De Jesus, and yes, I am the reigning champion of Marco Polo, along with John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, the famous Zach, the pool boy Nicholas, and yes, today we are in studio with the man himself, Spider, the Cannonball King.
We're out here.
And we have a special co-host today, and actually, I said co-host, but he doesn't know yet. I'm about to let him know that he's actually going to host the podcast. We have a special guest, Ted Lawrence, is coming in to join us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Edgar. It's really nice to be hosting this today. I got a 10-minute notification. I do want to know if I'm going to have a moniker when this is all over. Everyone's got the Cannonball, the fastest netter in the West, so maybe after this, we can assign a moniker of some sort.
I'm not going to lie. I was trying to come up with one last night for you, but we'll have to have one for you for sure.
All right, that's good.
So today we're talking to Angelo, we're talking to Nicole, Michael, and Gina with Academy Pool Supply out from Riverside, California.
Yes. Pool Nation's Retailer of the Year.
And they are the Retailer of the Year for 2023 at the Pool Nation Awards. And super excited to have you guys here. So I want to welcome everyone to our live podcast, a podcast where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting and splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. And yes, we will talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. But before we get started today, I want to thank our visionary partners for this podcast, Ultimate Pool Tools, the SPPA, Blu-ray, Aquastar Pool Products, our friends at Natural Chemistry and Biolab, Raypak, Heritage Pool Supply, and Hayward. I want to thank them for their continued support. Mr. Zacharias, that's all the way down in Houston. How you doing?
I am good. I think today is the first day that I've actually felt recovered from last weekend, the boot camp.
I thought he was talking about a bender he was on last weekend. I didn't know where you were going with that, Zach.
I don't know which one would take more energy away from me because it was a really fun trip, though. And I came back and I was really fired up. Everyone knows the business side of things is really where my passion lies. And we had those business classes there and I sat through them and I learned a lot. And part of my team was there and they got to participate in that. And it's been really interesting kind of hearing them talk about it and even coming up to me and being like, hey, so we thought with interviewing, you just sat down and asked questions. Like, we didn't realize there's like a science behind this. And they're asking me, like, how are you navigating these conversations? I'm like, it's practice and learning. So it's been really fun to come back, let a few days pass, and then hear their perspective on it. And it was a really great time. And I got to give a big shout out to Alicia. She was out there on her birthday teaching all of us pool pros. So yep. I thought that was super cool. And it was great seeing her and everyone else that's been on the journey with us.
I'm sure that she appreciated having her birthday there. She lives and dies to train. So literally, sure. But
she's great.
She's the best. You hit on a couple points, which is you're trying to recover from presenting and talking. And it's 100%. You're almost like an entertainer. You're out there, right? Giving it your all. But I think even as a presenter, there's a lot of takeaways that you have. I think when I present and my teams present, we take a lot away and we have typically a postmortems after and we talk about what went right. What can we do better next time? And you always are trying to one-up yourself and give it back even more the next time. So that's awesome that you're experiencing that.
Absolutely. And Ted, good morning. Ted had a little bit of a bender himself yesterday. Getting here, right?
One direct flight with two small diversions. That's all. I basically did a tour of Texas yesterday to get here, but we're here. That's it.
But when Benny was coming over for the boot camp, there was all this bad weather, and poor Benny ended up in, what is it, Spider? Is it Abilene, Texas. And he was on the tarmac for like 2 hours and 45 minutes before he was able to make it in. So, Angelo, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. It's good to be here at the Lone Star State. My first time here.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Nice weather.
So and, is it true everything's bigger in Texas?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Especially the ribs.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Had to take them down to some good barbecue, so... Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Edgar. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to have you. Yeah,
thank you for the tour yesterday.
Yeah.
I felt like I explored all of Texas.
There you go.
Took us everywhere.
How's your baby doing back home?
Baby Cleo?
Yes, baby Cleo. Yes.
She's doing so good. My parents are taking care of her. Uh-huh. I hope they fed her. I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah.
But she has her nuts under her blanket, so she's set.
Yeah.
Nice.
So tell everybody what Cleo is, because some people are going to be going, wait a second, a baby Cleo, nuts under the...
So about a year ago, it's going to be a year ago next week, I rescued a baby squirrel. I went camping with my family, and then we saw it at the bottom of a tree. It was already like bugs getting on it, and I felt super bad to leave it alone. So my brothers were like, oh, take it home, take it home. I'm like, I honestly really don't think I could take care of it. It had his eyes closed. It was like barely 3 weeks old. I had looked it up. So I ended up taking it home. It was hard because she was barely eating. And I was just like worrying if she was going to make it or not. The next day, I kept her really warm. I was looking if her body temperature was like the same as like the outside temperature. She wasn't going to eat. She wasn't going to have the energy to eat. So I had fed her and then kept her warm, and then she was eating and then she was progressing. The following week, her eyes opened. So I was the first thing she saw.
Nice.
And so she recognizes me by my scent. So
it's like a baby chicken, right? Or a baby, this is not a chicken, a little peep. When they first come out of the shell, you're their parent.
First thing.
And by the way, leave it up to a brother to be like, oh, take the squirrel home.
Yeah, right?
Fine. Yeah.
I was like, you want me to take it home, but leave me with all the responsibility.
Right. That's it.
Typical brother.
Right?
That's it. It's hilarious.
No. So you do need to give some updates, because like I used to watch incessantly all your Instagram posts and stuff like that with baby Cleo growing up. So awesome.
She became a mascot for the store for a little bit.
That is true.
She came in for 6 months and a lot of customers looked.
Yeah. So the first couple of weeks and the first couple of months, I had to feed her like every 2 to 3 hours. So it was literally like having a baby.
Yeah.
So she woke up at that time, ate, and then she'd go back to bed. And then during that time, she really wanted to be with someone, knowing that she wasn't alone. So we all took turns holding her for like about an hour, like, okay, I'll have her here, and then pass it on to the next person. So we all held her.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And then even customers would come in and like, oh, how's Cleo doing? Or they would come to the back. They're like, oh my gosh, she's getting so big, because they would see her when she was just like a baby, and now she's like jumping all over the cage, but she just grown too much. Like, it was just too much to have her at the store.
We just have to get her testing water, and
right?
It'll be good.
They roll.
Yeah, throw an Academy shirt on.
It'll be good.
No,
yeah,
it'll be good.
You know what you need to do is you need to get a little BioLab jacket custom
made
for her,
right?
Yes.
A little BioGuard logo on there.
Logo.
You
know,
that'll be good.
I'll send you her size.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Get some measurements.
Yeah.
There you go. We just came up with a new mascot for
Why
BioGuard.
Not?
There
right?
you go.
So,
she's ready.
She's ready. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to have you out here.
Thank you for taking us to Bucky's. That was really cool. Seeing
that
store.
Cool.
A lot of people who haven't been. It's like you said, it's a gas station on steroids. You go inside, there's gourmet barbecue sandwiches, a place to eat beef jerky. You can buy pool toys. There was goggles, clothes. So it was amazing to see that. So
where's your Bucky swag?
So I actually bought my son and then my nephew some Bucky shirts.
Yeah, but, nice.
He did end up doing the usual thing where you walk in and you spend, you know, $100, you know,
walking
out of the Bucky's. It's like,
it's
crazy. But you guys were great sports. It was just like, let's go. And they're like, let's go. There was not once
tired?
That they said no.
Yeah.
So. The whole night was, are you guys tired? We're like, what's next?
I know. Where are we going?
So, Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
No problem. Thanks for coming out. So, you've been to Texas, but it was
times,
a short trip.
It was. Yeah. Just a few days. My husband and I came a couple of years ago to the Cowboys when they played the Raiders on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So, we stayed out here for 3 days, and that's his favorite team. So, go Cowboys. So it was fun. And then toured Dallas downtown. Mm-hmm. Didn't do what we did last night, though. So thank you. That was fun.
You got
a special
tour.
He's a bit jealous, too. Yeah.
Right.
He goes, I'm a tad jealous. But you know what? We'll have to come back and do it, him and I. And then Mike and I, we came to Grapevine for
the
retail summit.
Uh-huh.
So this is actually my third time here. So yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Welcome to Dallas. I hope you guys have enjoyed it so far.
Oh, yeah.
It's been fun. Oh. Yeah.
That's awesome. Other than the weather, Ted, because the weather's just been...
I think the weather's the same in California, right?
Yes.
It's been cool and raining. Yeah, so it's all good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, guys, before we get started, I'm just going to get a couple house notes here out of the way so that Zach doesn't get mad at me, because Zach is now always trying to keep me on track with all the things I'm supposed to say, because we'll do an Instagram live and we'll be like 45 minutes and he'll be texting me, you never talked about the boot camp that we're doing next. Like, dude, like, really?
We got to stay on you. The rest of the team has to stay on Edgar.
Yeah. And Janie's good at it too. She sits over there in the sofa when she comes and she's like,
they're writing notes on the little board.
Yeah.
That's it.
So we have a boot camp coming up the 26th and the 27th out at the Western Pool and Spa Show. So we're excited about that. Anybody that wants to go out there, you can go to poolnation.com. You can go to thewesternshow.com and you can register. We are going to be doing longer classes out there. We have some extra time. So we're going to do a lot of hands-on on the 26th and 27th. And you guys have been to one of the hands-on boot camps. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a lot of automation, high voltage, low voltage programming, AquaStar. We're going to do pumps. We're going to be teaching people how to change pump seals, programming. Mm-hmm. We'll do Raypak. Raypak is becoming one of my favorites because they're like, they took the heaters apart completely all the way down to the vent kits and all that at the bottom. So that's fun. And then we're also doing a Hayward salt system. They have a new salt system, so it's plumbing, doing all that, programming, all that kind of fun stuff. So we're going to be doing that. The other thing that we're going to be doing, May 17th out at Raypak, we're going to be doing a 201 class, and we are partnering with Alicia and Biolab. And we're going to do something that we have up our sleeves, but we can't release it just yet because we have to finish fine-tuning it. But we're going to be doing something with you guys that's going to be a lot more hands-on, and it's the first time that it's done. So that's going to be...
So get your safety glasses and... Gloves ready.
Absolutely. Great times. And then November 9th, 10th, and 11th, we will be out back in Dallas. We'll be doing a 3-day boot camp. And then not only that, again, our friends over at Biolab are going to be doing a retail boot camp out with Pool Nation out
there. That's right. Mm-hmm. We're super excited. Awesome. The first one. Yeah.
So a lot of great stuff, a lot of great classes that are going to be coming and a lot of fun stuff.
And I think the one thing, Edgar, I always say to people is no matter how long you've been in this business, you should always continue to educate yourself, expose yourself. Even if some of these classes seem rudimentary or something you've been doing forever, there is going to be something that you're going to take away from them. So if you've been a service technician for a long period of time or even a retailer, you're going to learn something and apply it back to your business. So even though you think you know it all, I will guarantee you, you don't know it all.
You don't, for sure.
Even I learn stuff from the retail.
Oh, yeah. I do. And I'm excited because I don't have a lot of experience in that side. So especially when you guys talk about it, I love to just soak it in. And last night we were talking about it and I asked them probably like 50 questions. They were like, can we move on to this conversation? So anyways, before we get started, I want to give a couple shout outs. Maria from Ensenada Pools is on here. Jeanette is saying happy Friday, happy International Women's Day. So big shout out to everybody out there. Michael from First Response. The PSP Expo is out there. Good morning, listening out there. First Response is giving Academy Pools a big shout out over here. Steve Barnes is saying congratulations on the win for you guys. And let's see, Max O'Brien is out there. And then I had somebody over here. SLW Play Academy is the best in the business. Pleasure working with the team out in SoCal.
That's right.
Nice. I don't know who
that is. Oh, Sean.
Is that Sean?
Yes, Sean Lindemann.
Hey, Sean. Oh, we love Sean.
So definitely big shout out to Sean out there. So anyways, everybody, if you're online and you have some questions, I prepped them that they might have some questions and that we'll get some questions online. So
we should encourage the questions because you got the retailer of the year here, right? They know a lot. Obviously, there's a reason you guys are the retailer of the year. And if people either looking to get into retail or want to modify their stores, this is really the time and the platform to do so. You got a really good group here. So
absolutely. Yeah. So looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So guys, I think I'm going to start with the first question that leads us in is how did you guys get into the retail business?
That's right. That was my first question right here. Right. That's right. We need the backstory. How it all started.
So many, many moons ago, my parents actually, they bought a store. They wanted to do their own thing, be their own boss, open up a business. So instead of opening a new business, they went ahead and already purchased a store that was established, a pool store. Crazy thing is we never owned a pool. So they went into this with zero experience, zero knowledge, and had to actually learn everything new. So they bought the business, trained themselves. They had a whole crew behind them. One of the nice things is that the ex-owner, the person who was sold in the business, stayed for 30 days training my dad, my mom, trying to get them into the rhythm of things. At that time, BioGuard was actually one of the lines that was being sold at the store, along with, I don't know, four or five other names. But BioGuard actually sent over a team to train my dad and my mom instead of just giving them like the option, like, do you still want to stay as a dealer? And that's what, you know, intrigued my dad to stay as a BioGuard dealer. But they actually had to learn everything from scratch, like what does a pump do and how to clean a pool. So I came along. I was in my teens. I actually helped my mom in the back office because she was bookkeeping. So she did all the data entry and all the money. She took care of the finances. My dad was the front end. And then my brothers actually joined in and they became service guys. So it was like a family business. And then fast forward, successful business, but they decided to move the location because it was like a 4-hour round trip. So we actually moved the store from LA to Riverside where we live, opened up a store. And this retail store that we have now is only retail and outside service. Whereas the other store was construction and remodeling and just everything that you can think of that had to do with doing pools. So my dad opened up his shop and I stayed with him, helped him out. It was a nice, close-knit family business. And then fast forward 20-something years, he decided it was time to retire. So at that time, Mike actually already owned a business. But we said, hey, you know what? Come in and be part of the team. Mm-hmm. So he actually bought the business from my parents. And then I stayed along. And here we are. Now it's bigger and better. And thanks to Mike and his vision and his enthusiasm.
There's a lot to unpack there.
There is.
Having parents who knew nothing about pools, first of all, to take on the financial responsibility to get into something you don't know anything about.
Never owning a business
at
all.
That's absolutely amazing. And there's a term I often use is you burn the ships.
Yeah.
That means you have no other option.
Yeah, that's it.
You have to be successful. Mm-hmm. And your parents burned the ships. I mean, that's what they did.
And owning a business, it's learning about the pool industry and navigating that.
That's incredible, right? Because a lot of people will come in with a ton of knowledge and then open up a store with the knowledge they have. So that's a testament to your parents' work ethic for sure.
My dad had that drive. He wanted to be his own boss. He wanted to do things his way. So they had been looking for a while to open up a business. Not sure where or when or how. But this store just came and ended up on his lap, hey. But then over the years, his passion to grow the business and to learn about it now is where we're at here. So we're talking 30 some years later.
You said the word. It's passion, right?
Yeah.
That's passionate people. They produce results. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. So whether you know a little or a lot, passion drives a lot in this life, in this world, and especially in business. Mm-hmm. You got the passion, it becomes contagious. I know when I'm around you guys, you could feel it.
And I was going to talk about that because these guys have this little magic thing going on. And I don't know if you guys realize how much of that magic that you guys have, but we're going to go back and talk about it because it's a family dynamic, right? Which is kind of interesting and it's cool. But I kid you not. I talk to people and people always like, oh, I love them. I love watching them, whether it's the post or somewhere. And you guys are always walking into a room and you guys light up whatever space that you guys are on, right? Like you guys always have that positive attitude and all that. I was talking to John last night and on my drive home after I dropped you guys off. At 1 a.m. No, I'm just kidding.
I
was just getting to my hotel then.
Yeah. John was going, man, I don't think I've ever seen Michael not smile. Every time I've seen them, and they're always so positive. And a lot of the people that I talk to, like Alicia and the rest of the team, everybody's like, oh my God, they're so fun. They bring that energy into the space. But I want you guys to talk a little bit about the family dynamic because you guys are all family here. So I want you guys to talk about that a little bit because it's not easy to work with family.
It is not.
But these guys make it look very easy.
So for those of you that don't know, this is my nephew, niece, and their siblings. Their brother or their dad is my brother. He came from the industry. So it runs in our blood because their dad, my other brother, were trained in the pool industry. They started off as like service guys and then they worked up technicians. And now they have both very successful businesses. Like their dad is into construction. My other brother does service and I stayed on the retail side. So it's
in our blood.
Grown. They, you know, you just couldn't help it. Yeah. I know like when they were younger, they would always go help their dad and they got the experience, the passion for it. I know Angelo, our technician, he loves to be on the field and that's what drives him.
I get sunburnt.
I would love to be in the field. That's my contingency plan in life, just to clean pools all day. This whole thing doesn't work out. That's it.
Like the slow days when it's raining. I need to go out in the rain and clean a filter.
We are a family business. I am the aunt.
You are the aunt.
Yes.
And it's funny because when I didn't know you guys, I didn't know who is Angelo married to. But it's interesting because it's so difficult a lot of times to work with families, right? And you guys...
It is, because it's hard to separate the personal relationship sometimes from the business relationship, especially if things get tough or you have to make hard decisions. That's the hard part of the dynamic, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's because we all share the same passion that keeps us going. Like you said, we're always in a good mood and we're always smiling. It's because we love what we do. And we also feed off of our customers. We feed off of people who are around us. And so it's not like we're going to work that we don't enjoy doing. We actually look forward to it. I know like Mike looks forward to being in the store and helping customers out. He's very knowledgeable. And so people come look for him and they trust him. Angel on the field, he loves to get his hands dirty. He loves hard work. And he's got good work ethics. I know like with Nicole, she's learned so much last 4 years that she's been with us. But it's the drive. She always wants to learn and know, because we want the customers to come back, be happy, because we actually feed off their energy. And that's what keeps us going.
You have good customers then, because there's good energy for sure. So we would talk about the positive side of things. What's the worst day look like? What is the one thing that causes the riff or the strife within the business?
There are those days where a customer comes in like, oh, my pump's still not working.
Yep.
We went out there and fixed it. And then they come in and their pool still hasn't been cleared. So there are those days.
But
the cool thing about us is that, you know, we take our time, figure out what happened and fix that problem.
So we're patient. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because a green pool doesn't clear up necessarily in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But they want it to be done in 24 hours.
Yeah.
So if it's not done in 24 hours, then of course you got like those picky people that are like, hey, what's going on? My pool's still green. No, give it time. Clean the filters. We'll go out there and check and make sure everything is working properly. And then lo and behold, the next day it's like crystal clear. And then they're calling us like, oh, we're so sorry. But yeah, humans, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody expects that. But, you know, just I think a bad day for us.
And just rolling with the punches.
Yeah. I think a bad day for us, honestly, is just being slow. Like right now.
Oh, yeah.
We miss our customers. True, yeah. We miss being busy because, you know, our days drag if it's raining and we don't have people coming in. Mm-hmm. So we keep ourselves busy cleaning the store, restocking. Nicole will watch videos to get more in tune what's going out there. Angelo restock the back, the workbench that they work, the techs work off of, and I'll just do paperwork. But no, I think that's really,
bad days.
The slow day is the worst day.
I think
there really are no bad days.
I think in the summer when it's super busy and we don't even have time to eat, it's like time to close. We're like, we haven't even had lunch yet.
But we're okay with that, you know, because we've kept busy and we like it.
And I think it's all about perspective. So I think a lot of people, when they get into retail, they look at good and bad days. When you have the perspective, it is what it is. You're going to have a difficult customer. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have a great, wonderful customer who's going to bring you cookies and whatever else that day, right? Who's going to absolutely love you. And then you're going to have the indifferent people. There's no good and bad to that, right? They're all just different challenges. And obviously you guys make it look easy, but what advice would you give to the people out there on how to deal with maybe a difficult customer that walks in the store, or maybe that ornery customer, that just the curmudgeon that comes in?
You just have to listen to them and see where it's coming from. Is it really something that we did, or is it something that they're doing or haven't done? And then just be patient and just try to advise them, because I know a lot of people, they want to put the blame on others, but we just listen and just try to feel them out and then try to like help them, even if it's not, I don't know.
Put ourselves in their shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what's going on, kind of get to the... and hear them out and solve their problem.
Yeah,
there is always a solution to their problem. We just have to find that.
You're being customer-centric, they call that, right? So always looking, what's the making decisions on the customer and not what's necessarily good for your business. I think that's a good North Star to run a business, is customers in mind. And what's easy to say, now everybody does that. Oh, we think of the customer, and the customer's always right. But very few people actually put it to practice every single day as a part of the DNA of the business. And obviously with your answers, it's in the DNA.
Right.
Literally, too, because you guys are all related.
And it's funny because we were talking about it last night, right? And you guys do exactly that. And so I was sharing with them the example of the Dallas Cowboys, and everything's about the experience. Like, yes, they play football. Yes, the team is important. But what's more important to them is their customer experience. So everything that they do, and those people tend to stand out, Ted. You see the people in the industry that really have that focus that you're talking about, that it really truly is customer centered. And when they do that, they just stand out and they're a lot more successful. And last night we were sharing some great stories about it. And you guys, that's your complete focus on everything. Where does that come from? So I know that you guys are a little bit younger. You've been in the industry for a while. It's a company culture thing, right? It's a culture thing. Yeah. So where does that come from for you guys?
So I learned it watching my dad, because his motto, and I've even taught these guys, is that you want that customer relationship to last years. Mm-hmm. We're talking 20, 30, 40 years down the line, not an hour in the store. Like, okay, I've sold you something, get out of here, I'm not going to see you again. I've made my profit. No, we want to extend that. We want to have customers come back year after year, month after month, whatever it is. And I think that just, it talks highly, because we're not in the business to gouge. Of course, we want to make money and make livings and stuff, but we're not in the business to gouge. We're in the business to help and satisfy the customer. We were talking last night. Our customers are our friends. They've all become friends. And we've known, or I've known a lot of people for 20-something years now. So I've seen their babies now are grown adults and they're having families. And that to me is awesome because I've seen that. And then like with them now, the team now, they're starting to see that. And they're starting to recognize how important that is. We try to always treat every single customer, whether it's an old customer that we've had or a newbie that's come in, like our family. We're friends. We never try to upsell. We always try to just do what's right and give them what they need and just want them to come back. We love to see them smile and be like, thanks, Mike. You guys, you really helped me, or an Angela on the field, or Nicole. So
thank you for cleaning my pool. Thank you for fixing our pump. Like, that means a lot to us.
Yes.
There's a lot of trust that comes with that from a customer, right? Mm-hmm. That you're really doing everything you can for them. And obviously, you said it, sometimes it sacrifices your business financially a little bit, but you're okay with that, right? Because this is not a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. They call it playing the long game. You're playing the long game here. You're playing the generational game, not quarter by quarter, year by year. And that's a different outlook than most people have that come into this business where they're looking at, to make a certain targeted dollar EBITDA profit, right? You're looking at this, I'm going to get it sometime. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grow the business and I'm going to get the next generation, and they're very sticky to you guys. That's an amazing story.
It's a lost art, just in my experience of going around and the businesses that I interact with, whether it's a gas station or grocery store or whatever I'm doing, it's that customer care seems to not be a high priority in a lot of places, or maybe it's just getting harder to instill that in some of the younger workforce out there. But I believe it's really important. And I think for us, just having that relatability, that trustworthiness, that's been one of our key drivers and one of our success things here. So I'm with you guys on that, but it seems like it's getting rarer and rarer when you're out in the world.
Yeah, you said it right, Zach. It is, right? You would go live in a small town. You'd go to the hardware store where the owner knew everything and what you needed and what street you lived on, your kids, and all those sorts of things. I'm sure that resonates with you guys. I'm sure
we know all our customers' names, their kids, when they come in, their dogs, too.
Oh, yeah. We're pet friendly.
Yeah,
so
well, clearly.
We have our customers.
And squirrel friendly. That's right.
Leo's looking for a friend.
A play date.
Exactly.
So, Ted, you're on the side, and you guys really support your network and stuff like that, but how difficult is it to get business owners to understand that?
Yeah, it's something we preach, right? Mm-hmm. And you said it right, Gina. It's BioLab. BioGuard is a 60-year-old company that this is part of what we've instilled is two things, customer-centric, and then providing products that we stand behind that you can stand behind that know that work, right? So there's no guesswork involved. But these are some of the things that we talk about retailers. The first thing that I often will go into a retail store and we'll talk to an owner or talk to a manager, the first thing is I can feel whether they're going to be successful. I know that sounds weird, but you can feel the energy and the passion. I'm a true believer that that's step one. If you have the passion, the rest of the stuff we can teach. Mm-hmm. Having a charter for your business to say, we're going to stand behind the customer no matter what is very important, right? If we did something wrong, we're going to fix it. If we need to go keep going, coming back out until the problem is resolved, we're going to do it because that's how you drive loyalty. And I'm sure your customers drive by three other pool stores just to come to you. That's how you drive loyalty, right? That's how you do it.
Yeah, we even have customers coming from San Diego, which is like an hour and a half away, just to come to our store and stock up for the summertime and head on back.
We even have customers that come from our old store in LA because they want the BioGuard brand. You know, you had mentioned that, yes, when my dad purchased the store, we had the option to change chemical lines because the choices were there. But the fact that BioGuard reached out to my dad and then offered services that nobody else did.
Like the training.
It's like a mini boot camp. Yeah. And so my dad felt comfortable picking up the phone, always having somebody from BioLab on the other line, questions, the rep coming in. And I think that is the key reason why we're still BioGuard dealers to this day. And it's been like 30 some years.
It has to be a symbiotic relationship, in my opinion, is I'm only successful when you're successful. So why wouldn't I do everything humanly possible for you?
And we know the products work. Like we know that it's quality. Yeah. And so when Mike came in, we said, hey, you know what? It's going to become, but it's going to stay a BioGuard. We're not going to become something else. We're going to carry the chemical line, keep it going. And yeah, there is a lot of value in that. So,
by the way, just to let you know, so when you were talking about that part, like, she was very passionate about that. She was like, Mike bought the business, and I said, we're BioGarden. We, yes. Whatever you do, you are not changing. And I was like, wow. The only time that I've seen her kind of put her foot down and was like, no.
We have a saying internally about that is they bleed blue. So we BioGuard bleeds blue, the dealers.
If you poke me, I'll bleed blue right now.
I do have a question for you guys that was sent to me. And you know what? I forgot to talk to you guys about that. But I am going to ask. Look, Ted, I'm not lying. The question was sent in.
There is. Yeah, there's actually
and
something
it
written
is,
there.
Let's see. I would love to ask the Academy crew how they plan to celebrate Bleed Blue Day on April 27th.
Oh.
So first of all, what's Bleed Blue Day?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it is.
The historical context is we got to give a shout out to Jamie Novak for this one, who's our director of marketing for our pro brands. When she came into the building, it was just happened to be right around the 60th anniversary of BioGuard and BioLab founding. So she actually found the day that BioGuard was registered. And it was April 27th.
Yeah.
I knew I was right. April 27th. And she created this marketing campaign that's called Bleed Blue. And we actually changed it up a little bit because Bleed Blue is sort of an internal.
Uh-huh.
But now it's going to be the True to Blue campaign.
True to Blue.
And that's really for the consumers. You want a true blue pool and you're true to the BioGuard blue. So that's the marketing campaign for that is going to be every single year around April 27th. So.
We've actually already been talking about this. Mm-hmm. So last year, we had our sidewalk sale on the same day. So we celebrated a big birthday with a sale.
Oh, nice.
This year, we're going to just keep it separate because we want the Blue Day to be just its own thing.
Yep.
And we've already talking about having sales, specials throughout the store. We've
giving
actually
customers
ordered
something when they come in with a blue shirt.
Yeah, so we're
going to
advertise wear blue and we'll give you something. So I've already ordered a bunch of stuff, beach balls and koozies from the True Blue. And we're just going to make it fun. We talked about having like blue donuts or blue cupcakes just to give out and just balloons everywhere. Just have a party. Just have it fun. At the same time, offer discounts. Why not? People are there to
support.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're just going to have a big blue party all weekend. We're just going to extend it to the weekend and invite everybody to come. And hey, wear your blue and get something cool.
Nice.
Why not? But now we are actually just talking about
it. Yeah, we're
so
really excited. We know how to throw a party at the store.
That's nice. You know, maybe a blue disco ball.
Yeah.
To the store.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what one of you guys should do is how do you have the green screen costumes, but you have the blue, have one of you dress completely.
Angela would be great. Imagine the muscles.
That's right.
Right? Imagine the muscles coming through that. That'd be awesome. And you could just walk around with, 40 pounds stuff. Yeah, just walk around,
Stark.
Right? Why not? Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I can't confirm nor deny if a blue suit with a BioGuard logo may be on its way. Extra large, Angela?
That would be great. That would be great. Which, by the way, Zach, don't stand next to Angelo. We're taking pictures yesterday, and I'm like, I'm going to stay away from you. I'm kind of going to the other side.
He's like, huge.
That's actually hilarious. So,
he looks so big.
He might be a little scary to people coming into this store. They might be like, maybe the suit, but maybe
he's
not.
He's disarming because he's so nice, too.
That's true.
It's all the heaters he installs.
Yeah, all that.
The skimmers, all the cement he has to break because doing the skimmer replacements.
That's the funny part because like most of our customers don't get to know me because I'm not in store day to day. I'm always out in the field. So I have a saying like they only meet me until they have a problem with their pool.
It's good that you don't know him.
Yeah.
So you always only see me on your bad days.
They should know you better. That you're the one that fixes the problem, right?
Yeah.
So these guys talk to them about it and you fix it. No, that's awesome. Hey, really quick over here, I've got a couple comments on here. So Rick Harvey, congrats to our partners at Academy. Well deserved. You have Steve Barnes. So true. Their smiles are memorable and contagious.
That's
a great way to put it because they are very memorable. And I'll tell you, I went to the BioGuard conference, not this year, the year before, and I had already met you guys. And I hadn't seen you. I think I saw you for the first time at the party, right?
At the party.
Yes. And it was so funny because I'm just standing right. I don't know a lot of people. So, Zach, there you go. You're always making fun of me that I'm comfortable everywhere. I wasn't because I didn't know a lot of people. And they walked into the room and I'm like, Bye, guys. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm all excited. But it's funny because it's memorable. You see them and they're definitely memorable. So Western Pool and Spa Show. Good morning. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
We'll
Thank
be
you.
There.
Yeah, and we'll then, be there for sure in a couple weeks.
In our backyard.
Yes.
And then, by the way, Rick Harvey is going on it. Size? He's questioning your size. So
nice.
Large?
Maybe put him in a medium.
That's
for sure.
What you don't want him to do is like that and then just rip it in the back, Ted.
He'll be our model.
But we actually do, for the True to Blue campaign, we send all of our field reps out, our DSMs, our salespeople out to stores all that day and take pictures. And it's crazy, some of the outfits that people wear. You saw at our blue party that we had.
Yeah, that was fun.
So we had a blue party during our conference in the Dominican this year. Uh-huh. And I never know with the BioGuard group how everyone's going to show up. And everybody dresses up. Blue face paint. I actually had blue hair, Edgar. That was my little piece.
Did you have a wig or did you color
No,
your
I
hair?
Actually, Rick Harvey color? Had some spray. I'm like, freaking the spray. That's it. People had blue suits and
why,
lights.
Why didn't they post that picture? I did not see that one. Did you guys see him with blue hair?
We posted it.
Did you?
We did.
Were you
and
not?
The pictures just came
We posted it all over social media, Instagram posts,
some, yeah.
Our stories. Also, Jamie
showed up in a blue dress with the blue wig.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah, she looked amazing.
So
Alicia had a cape.
Just came out, so we should show them. We should post them.
Oh yeah, we'll post them because we just got them in here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hopefully some of the people will use the blue outfits from the blue party. Mm-hmm. You know, during the True to Blue day.
That'd
so.
Be cool.
That'll be April 27th.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get me some stores from around here. I'm going to go take some pictures.
Well,
that'll be fun.
We have several. Yeah, we'll get you in.
That'll be fun.
We also got to put the next, what we call BLC or BioGuard Leadership Conference on your schedule.
Yeah, let's do it.
So to come in,
that's
a hot. So we do a lot of training and education, business operations, and really ready. It's really geared towards owners and managers. And like you were saying, to take the BioGuard deals really to the next level. Mm-hmm. So that's what this one will be in January.
And I want to talk about that in a little bit because you really talked about that. You talked about the support and a lot of the things. But before I do that, I got sent another question.
Yep.
So this one was actually texted to me, somebody that was at the boot camp, Stephanie, and she's absolutely amazing. So can you ask Gina, what advice can she give to better understand this industry? What helped? Also, what was the most difficult? So let's start with the first one. What advice can she give to better understand this industry? And she's the wife of a pool pro, and they started not long ago. And Stephanie's absolutely amazing because she's one of those wives that just completely pushes Alex. As a matter of fact, you know who it is. We went to Tenders last night, and we're talking to one of the guys, and the guy's going, there was somebody from California over here last weekend, and they were at some conference, and it happened to be Alex and Stephanie.
Mm.
So this is Stephanie.
Okay.
And so she's asking, what advice can she give to better understand this industry? Because she's really getting in with her husband now.
Oh, I'd have to say you really have to listen, learn, and just absorb and ask questions. I'm always asking questions. If I don't understand something, I ask them, whether it's a technical question or whether it's something that I may not know in the chemistry side of it. But I'm always listening. I'm always trying to reach out. I'm always reading a book or watching a video. Just always asking questions and just always trying to learn as much as I can. Obviously, the pool business is a man's world, supposedly, right? So as a woman, it could be hard. I know, like, throughout the years learning, especially as, like, a young teen going into my adulthood, I wasn't always, customers would come in and they walk around me to go talk to my dad. I'm like, wait, I know the answer. You know what I mean?
Like the good old boy network day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's different because I have customers that come up to me and specifically want to talk to me and say, hey, because my expertise is the chemistry.
Yeah.
It's the chemicals. Technical, I know some, but I leave it to the boys. But the chemistry side, I know a lot. I've done this for so long, but I'm still trying to learn. You know, I'm always learning and always trying to ask questions if I don't understand something. And so I think that to get ahead, you have to ask questions, be willing to learn, not be shy, make mistakes, and just move on and just take everything in as much as you can, especially because men are out there. And so you want to be able to prove yourself as a woman. Like, I know just as much as you. I know how to check for an air leak in a pump, and I know how to change a seal. I know how to change a pump seal just from watching my dad. Mm-hmm. I won't do it physically, but I can show you how to do it. And I just think that it just takes patience and a lot of learning and the willingness to go there.
Yeah, I would unpack a couple things, which was there's a bit of a theme, which is number one is be curious, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's always a good attribute. Good leaders are always curious and ask questions. The second thing that I heard is continual education, right? And it's self-education is the key, right? It's one thing to be told you got to go do something, but to want to do something and get better, that's self-improvement. It's a really good attribute to have. And I would add a third, which you had, but you didn't mention, which is you had mentorship, right?
Yes.
Mentorship and mentorship program, whether it be that one's informal, right? Mm-hmm. It was your father, but you learn from your father. I mean,
exactly.
You basically learned the trade. In our industry, we do have mentorship programs, but we have boot camps and we have conferences like mine, and there's other things that are out there that could provide a level of mentorship or certification.
And the conferences, yes, for sure. Back mm-hmm. then, we used to have in-person teaching.
Yes.
And so my dad and I would close a store for the 2 days, and we would travel, whether it's Phoenix or Las Vegas sometimes mm-hmm. or wherever. And we would actually go in person to those trainings. And him already knowing and being a veteran, he would still go to see if there's something new that he would pick up. Me still being a newbie, I was like, oh, I want to learn. I want to learn. Yeah. I want to know. I almost want to learn more than him. Like, I wanted to know more. But just listening to him, and it's funny because I sound like him. And now Nicole sounds like me.
Oh, boy.
So I hear that in her. Yeah. Like, when she's talking to a customer, she's picked up wording that I say naturally. It comes out of me naturally.
Yeah.
And so now she sounds like she knows it. So now it's all Nicole. But it's funny because, like, when I was training her, I heard myself in her. And I still do. But now I'm like, okay, she can go ahead and take care of that customer on her own. I don't have to go in and say anything else because she's got it handled. But I did the same thing with my dad. I started sounding like him. I picked up his verbiage and his actions and even the way he would just talk to people. I see that with Nicole and even Michael too. And so, yeah.
So you're leading me to my next question, which is, I know in the retail environment, when employees or owners do a really good job at taking care of the customer, only wants to deal with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you push things down to Nicole? How do you take that customer and make them unsticky from you and give them the confidence they can deal with anybody in the store?
So now that Nicole has gained more knowledge and she's more comfortable with talking to customers,
mm-hmm.
she pretty much is out in the front. So I'd stay in the back. So I'll be on my desk doing paperwork, whatever it is I have to do, and she'll be in the front. So she'll be the first person that they see when they come in. And of course, we both greet the customer. So she's always front end and I'm in the back. Now, before, it was the other way around because I'm training, and customers were natural to just lead themselves right to me. And so now that she's gained more experience and she's a little bit more comfortable talking about it, then it's easier on me because then I don't have to like really butt in or do anything. There's still customers that want to talk to me because I can see them like looking over the desk to see like, hey, Gina, how are you?
Yeah.
So nice. I'll get up and, hey, how are you, Tom or John or Susie, mm-hmm. whatever it is, because, you know, there's friendship there too. But I think it's just now that she's got the experience, I can step back. And if she needs help, and I kind of listen too. So if I hear her struggling or maybe she's repeating like the same thing, then I'll go in and be like, oh yeah, you know what, your alkalinity's low, you do need to add some balance pack. And they're like, okay, thank you, whatever.
But then I also think that sometimes customers want like a second opinion on it because I'm telling them like what the computer is recommending, what Alex is recommending, and they just think like, oh no, I don't think I need that. But then Gina steps in like, oh no, it's this low, like you do need it and you need to add this much amount.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now after being like 4 years in, they are really comfortable with me. And then so they take my advice and it just makes my day when they come back like, oh, my pool's completely cleared. It looks so great. Thank you so much for helping me get to it.
Yeah, I know customers can be very particular. So, you know, that's good that you're building confidence mm-hmm. in Nicole and next people up.
Well, because I know how that feels going with my dad. So people would come in and I would tell them something and then I could see like the doubt in their face. And
that's
I'm
right.
Like, Steve, can you come over here? Mm-hmm. And then my dad would say, oh, yeah, Gina said that's right.
That's right.
And it's, oh, OK. And the next time they come in, oh, where's Gina? I already know how that feels. And so that's what I'm trying to instill with Nicole. I want her to be comfortable with the customers. So if I'm not there, or if I'm busy on the phone, or if I'm helping somebody else, then I don't have to stop what I'm doing to go and try to save her because she already knows what to do.
That's great. Hey guys, let's do this. Let's take a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll continue our podcast.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add recurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pros' time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/Nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live podcast. We're over here. I do have to apologize. We're just sitting over here having a great old time.
We're just sidebar talking.
That's the thing is, you start talking to these guys and you get so sucked in that you completely forget about time and space. Hey, big shout out over here to Pete the Pool Guy is going. Their smile is so welcoming. Love their energy. Those guys.
Thank you. Pete.
And PSB Expo was saying yes, absolutely, to the mentors. They're so important. We're just having a conversation about social media.
Yeah, we were talking about promoting events and social media. And you said at the beginning, I think I follow a lot of different pool companies, both on Facebook and Instagram. And by far, yours is always at the top of the feed. Like, I don't, maybe you're boosting these posts. I don't know. But I see these other pool companies and they'll post a product or they'll post a shot of their building or they'll say, hey, it's St. Patrick's Day, come into the store. But you guys don't do that. Like, Nicole, I think you're running the social media game, if I'm not mistaken there.
Yeah.
Maybe walk us through, you came in 4 years ago. What did you do on the social media side that's kind of moving the needle?
So just basically staying active, always having like different posts. I know some people get tired of seeing the same thing or like just like an advertisement. And we love making videos on social media. Yeah. If it's like advertising the product or like we're going to be here live doing the podcast or if we're going to be somewhere like at the BioGuard event, we love making those videos because our followers get to see like our personality yeah. through the video. And then when they come in, they receive the same energy too. So we yeah. try to do like videos like that or like explaining a product or like a little silly boomerang, something cute with the technicians or stuff like that. Just trying to always be different on social media. I think that really grabs people's attention.
I think that it's always, you're thinking differently, right? I think as traditional marketing goes, you always like, no, I have to promote a product. And no, I can't show me and my family or us on vacation or whatever else. But I would argue it's your philosophy is working, right? You're connecting with your customer base.
Yeah, because sometimes people do want to see you like on a personal level,
yeah.
not just like strictly business. And that's what we do. So yes, I run the social media also with Gina and like with the team too, because we all share our ideas together. We have our weekly Monday meetings in the morning, and then we discuss like what's going to be posted this week, what's going to be different. Mm. And so we try to collaborate, get those ideas, and then, okay, this is going to be posted this day, this is going to be posted at the end of the week, and then yeah. we can schedule our posts and what's going to be posted.
Do you physically post them, or do you use a third party that you load into and it does the auto posts?
We physically post them.
Okay. What is your maybe the most liked or favorited, if that's a word, favorited.
Favored.
Favored. Thank you.
Liked.
It was a late night last night. Post. What gets the most kind of traction that you see?
Like our videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get to pay attention to the views. Maybe someone might not like it, but they're always watching. So yeah, it's kind of right. interesting to see that because you're always going to get the view, but not everyone's always going to like the post, but at least we're engaging to that many people. So we like posting the videos.
Angelo's posts, we've done a couple of on-field ones
yeah.
and they've gotten some really high views. So him breaking a cement to replace a skimmer, like you don't see that every day. A lot of companies don't even do that. Or like when he's installing a heater or fixing a pool pump or installing yeah. a filter, like you're seeing him in action, not like a before and after, even though before and after is good because some people don't know like what the before actually looked like until
yeah.
they see it. But you see him in action actually doing it. And yes, we cut the clips to just get the main focused items you want us to show. But at the same time, people are seeing what we do. So yeah. not only are we retail, but we're actually the service side as well. So we're promoting ourselves. We're promoting the business. We're promoting the products. We're promoting outside service. But we still try to keep it like in a fun way, like Nicole said.
Yeah.
So yeah, we split up the post. So there could be a post on shock explaining it. But then the next post might be like a video of like, why to use it or how to use it,
yeah.
you know. Same with the equipment. We may have a before and after picture, but then the next video might be like an actual install.
Yeah.
So we try to keep it fresh and keep it different. But yeah, I think for the most part, it's the live action videos that, you know.
And what's really funny was Angelo, he just did a skimmer repair this week. He broke cement and did that whole thing. But leading up to it, he showed the customer our video that we had on Instagram, the whole process of it. And then do you want to explain on what she said after?
Oh, yeah. So like a typical skimmer job takes about like 3 to 4 days, depending on the work that has to be done. Yeah. Then I showed her the 30-second video on Instagram and she was like, okay. Like she got comfortable because she knew I know the work.
You could do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Right.
But at the end, she was like, oh, your video made it seem so easy. It was yeah. so labor intensive.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Because he does the skimmers by himself. So oh, he yeah. doesn't bring help along. He
wow.
does it by himself.
One man team.
Yeah. We book him out those 3 to 4 days because we know how that's how long it's going to take, and then Mike will do like the service calls in between. But he is focused, it's only him, and he's so detailed that even if it takes a fourth or fifth day, it's fine. Book him out so just so he can finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Angela's the type of person where if it's not done right the first time, it's not worth going out there. Just do it, get it done. And then, of course, then we have customers call and they're like super happy, they're grateful, they're
yeah.
appreciative. Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
Zach, Angelo is the type of guy that will get into a pad, and if there's weeds and they're doing all that, before he even
oh,
starts,
yeah. oh,
the
yeah.
very first thing that he does is he clears out that entire pad before he even starts. And they were talking about it the whole time. I'm just thinking to myself, this is what we talk about all the time,
yeah.
right? Like, go that extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's low-hanging fruit. As service industry pros, people are always going, how do I get the advantage over the next guy? Like, how do I make my business stand out? And they're always focused on what's going to be the sales pitch or
mm-hmm.
what's going to be the angle or what's going to be the product. And there's just so much low-hanging fruit, like doing a lot of the things that you do. That's what sets you apart from everybody else.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every time I'm at a service call, I take my time. I look out for anything that's wrong with the pool because I know a pool can be a headache to the customer. So I want to make them happy and get everything done the first time I have to come back and things like that.
Yeah. I know a service company who that's how they would lead with their presentations would say, listen, you're going to hear, I'm going to do the work just as good as everybody else. But what you don't get on these quotes is, I'm going to clean up, I'm going to detail, I'm going to do all these things. It's going to be safe and clean and tidy, and we're not going to disrupt your life. And that's how they won jobs.
And that's huge because nobody talks about that.
Nobody talks about it. And to me, I personally will pay more knowing that I don't have to go outside and clean up and do this and take out the trash or whatever. Like, it's just done and clean, and my wife is happy. That's the most important, mm-hmm. right?
Always.
Of course.
So you guys do have a couple people, and your fans are coming out. Hi, Mike, Angelo, Nicole, Gina, you all look so outstanding today. Yay. You got heart emojis going on out there. Then,
oh, that's my mom.
You've got a great compliment. So, by the way, shout out to the mom, right? Because moms yes. are always key. Best pool store in the nation. That's a good one. Zach?
Sounds like double champs.
Back to back.
Back to back.
We're coming for it.
Wow. He didn't wait on that one. We haven't even talked about that yet. He's already planting his foot mm-hmm. out there. Cannonball Pool Company, good morning from California. Shout out, woman-owned company. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Cannonball out there. Stephanie is saying, thank you for all the great knowledge being shared. Appreciate it. And then you have, that was you replying back to Diana. Okay. Let's see. Hello from Orange Crest, California. They are awesome and part of the community. They greet us on a first name basis every time.
Yeah. Oh, Freddie. Hi, Freddie.
Oh, hey,
yes,
Freddie.
Yes, he's a good customer of ours. A newbie. Yes. Hi, Freddie.
That is
Thank you for that. Yes.
I think that's important. What he's saying is the tie into the community. That's the other afterthought that people, they just don't think about, which is I'm going to put a store in, I'm going to advertise and promote it, and that's it. Is there anything in particular you're doing to support the local community or community events or tie the business into your community somehow?
So we do sponsor the high school.
Future pool owners
sports,
right there.
Yes.
That's it.
We do sponsor like the sports teams at our local high school as much as we can. You know, we do have budgets for that. But we just try to do, even like our customer, she was trying to raise money for a horse. And we actually gave money towards that. Yeah. And so we're trying to help her because he's a good customer of ours. Stuff like that. We just try as much as we can. So
are there maybe parades or events, anything else like that you would participate in? Anything?
So I think what customers look forward to every year is that we have our annual sidewalk sale.
Oh, there you
so
go.
That basically like kicks off the season. So we have a big party.
Yeah.
And then we have our distributions, making hot dogs, nachos, and then we have raffles going on in the store. We also have like our
vendors.
Reps, our vendors.
Yeah. Reps will be there. So yeah, something to look forward to. So that this is our way to give back to the community as well.
Yeah.
So yes, free food, but at the same time, they can come in and see us. And then we have specials throughout the store. Because like we want them to be able to kick off the season and not feel overwhelmed buying other chemicals at once. But because we have the sale, then they're able to do that. And it's fun. Like she said, we've got food.
Yeah.
We've got our customer, Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Oh,
she does face painting and balloons. And then we're going to have our reps there, Sean Linderman from Alpha West. Hi, Sean. He'll be there. And then, of course, Dennis from Fluidra, because we're having Polaris Days.
Yeah.
We're going to have Brian Watson, our BioLab rep out there. So
by
we
the
just
way,
try to make it fun.
By the way, whoever's managing your BioGuard account, I'm going to take it a little bit personal here. So they're going, we love Academy Pools and Spas crew and Ted Lawrence too.
Oh, all right. I got tied in with them, see?
But I didn't tie in. Can you have a conversation with them for me?
I'll have a discussion with our social media.
There you go. You didn't mention me, so now you're getting in trouble. I know somebody. So
actually, it's me typing underneath the table here.
And then you just said Brian Watson, and Brian said, looking great, Academy team. Looking forward to our continued partnership this upcoming season. And then, by the way, I did get a Big Pool Nation, but I didn't get Edgar.
Not a shout out.
So I think that one's more for like Zach and John than because I said that one. So anyways, so I wanted to ask you guys. So you guys won Retailer of the Year at the Pool Nation Awards. Talk a little bit about when did you find out you guys were nominated? What was that like?
You know, that's a crazy story because we didn't even know about the nominations. I normally try to go on your live. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason that evening, I don't know if I was making dinner or just tied up in something, but I actually got a text from Sean Linderman, our rep, and he actually said, congratulations, you guys just got nominated for Retailer of the Year. And I was like, no way. Like, oh my gosh. And then he's responded like, yeah, Pool Nation just announced the nominations. And so I immediately screenshot that little text message and I sent it to the team.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, guess what? This is what Sean just texted us. And so we went and started looking at the replay of it, and there we were. Yeah, so it was exciting. And then now it's okay. We have a month to promote ourselves and get us out there. And, of course, let our customers know what's going on, but then let outside. So, you know, Nicole with videos, and I'm like, okay, we got to get on this. We're going to do this, this, and that. And, yeah, 4 weeks, we really kicked butt out there. So trying to get ourselves known and out there, and we did it.
That's absolutely awesome. And, again, a lot of that came, so I went, and thank you again, and I'll keep thanking you for inviting me to the BioGuard conference. And so we talk a lot about the Pool Pro. We get to talk about the builders and stuff like that. But I went out to the BioGuard conference, and man, I talked to so many people, and so many of the stories were just absolutely amazing stories. And I tell you not, I kept going to everybody like, can you tell me your story? Can you tell me your story?
There's a story for everyone.
And they're all legacy stories, right? And it's the things, as Zach can attest, I came back like all fired up from the Guy BioGuard conference. And I'm like, this is part of our family that nobody talks about. Yeah. Like they have a lot of the things that we talk about, right? Whether it's the service, and a lot of pool stores do service, they do renovations, they do repairs, they do, and those are all the things that we talk about. But more than that, it's all the legacy side. So we just felt, oh my God, like they need to be part of, they're part of our family that we have abandoned over here in this corner. So we were excited. What we do is every year, we go to Instagram and we tell everybody, hey, what categories do you want for the Pool Nation Awards, and which ones do we take out, and which ones do we change and add and stuff like that. And we had talked about it, but we said, let's wait and see. And then somebody on the Instagram Live threw out, oh, you should do a retailer of the year. And then, of course, I was super excited. I'm like, yes, that's what we needed. And so we got all the nominations, and I was very thrilled to see you guys, that you guys were nominated. Tell us a little bit about that night. I think you go into this room, last year there was like 320 people in there. Are you walking in? What does it feel like sitting there having to wait, right? And is it nerve-wracking just waiting to see if your name is called or not?
It's like being at an award show, because like
we're
nervous,
sweating bullets.
You're
the whole setup
nice.
Too the whole setup felt like a whole award show, like the Grammys going on, but for all the pool pros.
Yeah, because you even walked the red carpet. That was very cool. So when you walk in there and then you see all these people and they're dressed up, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is like a real event, this is real. And then we're sitting at the table, and then we have those little brochures that have all the categories, and we're here counting to see what, like, how many do we have? Do we have time to use the restroom real quick? Can we go freshen our makeup? Do we have time? And then the moment comes, and we're just holding hands. We're like, oh my God.
You guys were holding hands?
We're just going to, awesome. This is going to happen. March is it going to happen? Fast. And I know we had manifested, but yeah, it was just, okay, what's going to happen? And then I think the best part, and we talked about this, is that Alicia and Jamie actually announced it.
Yeah.
And so that even made it more special, you know, because they're our favorite. But when they announced the name, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, is this real? Is this real? Are we in real life? But
And it felt so nice too, just because all of our peers, they all got up congratulating us as we're walking up to the stage, even getting off the stage, they were getting up, giving us hug, like well-deserved. And we just felt all the love from everybody.
Listen, it's a big deal to be recognized by your peers, and certainly by the Pool Nation group. Like, it's a big deal.
Really, I think it even felt more special because we're one small mom and pop store. So we're able to win this big prestigious award just being small, but small but mighty is what we say.
Yeah.
So that even made it more special because we're like, dang, all these people in the industry that voted for us, like we're little. But then at that night, we just felt giant. We felt big, and we were just so proud and super proud of my team. So yeah, felt
good. So did you pour champagne in the cup and drink out of it?
That would be our
knew
tech.
It. Oh, yeah. I knew it. Did you really?
Yeah. We partied.
Where's the video?
I think it's on my Instagram. Yeah, I think the best part was walking around Las Vegas Strip with a big trophy on the craft table.
Being stopped by random people.
Yeah, being famous for that weekend.
It's like the Stanley Cup tour, right? When they go around, people are drinking out of it and everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy because the F1 was like the next week over, so everyone thought we won the Stanley Cup.
Wow, there you go.
That's great.
But we were proud telling everyone, because everyone's like, what just happened? We're like, we won Retailer of the Year all the way from Riverside, California. Yeah. They're all fist pumping us.
I hear like people we don't know.
Yeah, just random people.
Yeah, they're like, good job.
That is really cool. That's one of the things I think that we love about the awards is, for us, it's like you have other peers nominating you, and then Zach, John, and I don't pick. Like, we don't even get to see who's winning until they submit the list and I have to sit there and spell check, which, by the way, I checked everybody and I got one trophy wrong this year with the name. But I don't get to see until they send the list and they send it to the people that do the trophies. And then I got to spell check all the names. But, you know, it's all peers that are voting for you guys. So you guys getting out there and doing the social media and doing all that is what does that.
Yeah, and thank you to all the customers because they went out and voted for us. And I think now they're still voting for us.
Yeah, they're like, where can I vote?
Yeah.
I am going to say that I think I saw a little behind the scenes. Somebody did a video of you guys that wasn't at your table but was behind. And I think it was you.
I think it was my dad, actually.
Was it your dad?
Yeah.
And were you the one that jumped up and were like screaming? I think I saw that video. Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah. So are you guys ready to head back this year and pass the baton on to somebody else?
No?
Be two-time winners.
Double champs.
We're already manifesting as of now. So yeah.
We're like, Zach, ready. Can it happen? Can people go 2 years in a row?
He's looking at the bylaws right now.
So by the way, just to let you know how great of a podcast this is, we lose Zach when we have people on and he's like, oh my God, this is all great. And this is all good. And he's sitting there taking notes and all that stuff. And he just showed you his notepad.
I love it. I'm listening
and I am like deep in my notes right now, guys. And I'll talk about that when we get to final thoughts.
That's awesome. So let's see here. Jamie is saying, oh, it was awesome to be able to give you this award. It was well-deserved. And then big congratulations, Academy Pool and Spa out there. I better stay on top of my Instagram. I'm so proud of you, Angelo, and your team.
Aw.
I was going to say it's a fan. Fan out there. So
yeah. Shout out to my daughter, Michaela. I know she's watching.
How old is she?
She's 12.
A big shout out to you out there and to mom that's watching, right?
Yes, my mom and my dad is on too. I saw him too. Add a thumbs up.
Add a thumbs up. Big shout out to all of them. I love when the parents jump on and watch and stuff like that. It's so cool. So you guys are not ready to pass on the trophy yet?
Nope.
No? Mm-mm. Okay. So that'll be interesting. I think they might get into a fist fight handing it off to the next person.
So you have to give up the trophy or you don't keep it?
Well, no, you keep the trophy, but kind of the torch.
Once again, I was making the Stanley Cup reference. I didn't know you had to give that up. Okay.
I think that wouldn't go well, Ted.
No, I don't think so either.
I think we would, Pool Nation would start to crash on the other side with people mad.
I got to say, man, those trophies are legit.
Yeah.
They're
heavy.
Those suckers are heavy.
Yeah.
They're no joke.
It's funny because the first year that we did them, we went smaller than that. But it was the middle of COVID, which I want to ask you guys about. It's the middle of COVID, so you couldn't get anything. We struggled the first year. It was like she was ordering like 5 from over here and 3 from over there. And we didn't know till very close that we had enough.
Yeah.
And so then the next year she's like, oh, not only do we have those, but we have ones that are bigger. And so we're like, oh, bigger is always better.
Yeah.
You know, so
it is Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Your mom, very cute. I'm a proud mom.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then congrats from Pool Line Products.
Yes. Thank you, Nick.
There. So I want to talk a little bit about COVID, even though we've passed and thank God we're on the other side,
That's right.
But what was that like? Because obviously we had shortage of chemicals. It was COVID, so many pools being built and such the craze. How did that impact you guys?
No, that was crazy. I remember sending my pregnant wife to get supplies at different distributors. So she would go in and they got to know her too, an hour away just to get chemicals. So it was a crazy time. Even me going to the different distributors, trying to buy as much acid, chlorine, tablets as we can.
I think the uncertainty when it first happened was like the scariest because we didn't know, are we staying open? Are we closing? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, my dad and I were going back. What do we do today? What do we do tomorrow? What do we do next week? So we actually stayed home the first couple of days because we didn't know what was happening. And then we finally got the okay, your sanitation. By law, you can go ahead and run a business. But even then, it's like it was dead. Mm-hmm. Like nobody was out. And we're like, how are we going to sustain this business? People still need to take care of their pools, but they're just afraid to go out. So then we did like everybody else did, call, order, and then we come out to the car. My husband, he got laid off during that time, so he actually was making deliveries for us. Mm. I know Michael did a few deliveries as well, and it was just crazy time because we didn't know. And we actually shortened the hours of the store because nobody was coming in, and we're like, okay, we don't want to expose ourselves either. And my dad being older, God forbid. But it was just a crazy time. And then when it started picking up again, now we don't have products. Now it's okay, how do we get stuff that
Then all the supply chain shortages kick in.
It was just crazy. Right. It was a crazy time. And that was actually the time that my dad decided to retire. So it's actually good in a way because it saved him the heartache of all the stuff that we had to go through. Poor Mike, though, coming in, prepped him. But yeah, it was just hard. It was a really scary time because we just didn't really honestly know what's going to happen. And then with not having enough product later on, and then just the shortages of the tablets, it dominoed. It's like a domino effect. It was scary. Obviously, we pulled through it, but
We were like aggressive to do what we had to do, rationalize the tablets.
Yes.
Like I said, go
send Michelle, sending his wife all across town to get supplies and just being on like me with my distribution. Hey, do you guys have this in stock? We're going to pick it up or set it aside as much as we could, just trying to pull from where we could.
So did your consumers post COVID now come back to their normal habits and everything's good, or did the consumer change at all post COVID?
I mean, seeing that there is a lot of new pool owners, so seeing them come in, it's cool because during that time, because there was a lot of construction being built, but it's cool seeing the new customers with the new pool coming in and helping them and training them. But as far as through COVID, with the chemicals, they're still the same. Customers are just happy that we have like the tablets back in, the silk guard.
Yeah, they understood. They understood. We even had to rationalize
the tablets.
Yes.
Put them in Ziploc bags.
And that was tough.
Okay, you get Let one, me plug you my ears. One.
Yes, quick. I know.
We had to do what we had to do.
Ted's
like, la, la, la.
I can't condone tablets outside of its original container.
So no, but we did what we had to do. And those customers are still with us. They understood. And we're grateful because they could have gone somewhere else or just backed away. But no, it hasn't affected our business at all.
That's good.
Like Mike said, we've even grown because now all these new pool owners with the brand new pools that are now being built that can't be finished. And now that we have a service side too, now we're able to sell more equipment to be installed and have service check, service calls and have them check out equipment and stuff. So we're definitely growing.
So from when you first entered the business a long time ago to today, what does the store, how does it look different? Whether it be the flow or the products that you carry now, is there a substantial difference then? Or did you guys put your own personal touches on the business to make it better than what your dad had it?
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
Mike had a lot of vision coming into it, so it's changed completely. Still carry the same products, but it's just displayed a little bit different. My dad had a certain way of having things done, and now it's been changed, but in a good way. So now the store is just open and bright when we have more product out. So
The first year was like totally just remodeling because they had shelves for 20 years ago and everything was like old school. So we had to come in, build the whole store basically. So it was like a whole different shop than what Grandpa had.
What was the consumer's reaction from the old store and then all of a sudden they come in and this new store?
Oh, it's positive. They love it. They love it. Yeah. It was time. Like he's 20 years. Shelves start to rust because of the chemicals and the floors get dirty just from foot traffic and stuff. But they like it. They like the change. They're always complimenting the store, how clean it is and how bright the lights are because we did the entire lights. And so it just feels good. It's nice to know that now the boys have like a back section to work on. So they have like their workbench and it's there for them. Mm-hmm. We have the front retail end of it. And then everything just flows. It just flows really nicely now.
I think they like that there's like a new generation coming in. So they know we're here to stay and move it forward and just keep working hard to grow it.
That's the one part I absolutely love about this business is the generational, one generation just keeps passing on to the next. And there was a time I was concerned about it because I was the young guy coming into the business full of, I said it last time, the old white guys that were just a little curmudgeons. And to see the industry now the way it is, very diverse. A lot of women in the industry, women own companies. In fact, a lot of businesses that I know, fathers have passed the businesses down to their daughters. There are so many out there, you have no idea. The one thing that I love about it, or the second thing I love about it, is they put the personal touch on the business and say, I don't want to shop in a store that looks like this. I'm going to shop in a store that's bright and airy and has a rationale to it where I can understand what I'm looking at. And that's what I know I'm expanding upon what you said. I think that's what you're saying. And I think the other part too is people also have to understand the employee morale from working in the employees. I know it's yourselves, but you got to feel a little better working in a nice, clean great environment.
That's true. And I'm big on it too. Yeah. I like things to be clean. Yeah. I want to be able to just not look and see dust. It just bothers me. So yeah. I'm always, come on guys, we have to keep the store clean. We've got rules. Let's do housekeeping. You know, yeah. even I'm out there sweeping and dusting just because I want people to walk in and feel good and feel proud. Oh, this is my store. This is where I shop. Because I like going into a clean store and yeah. I like looking at products that aren't sitting on shelves collecting dust or not have enough inventory on the shelf. Mm-hmm. So I push that a lot. Every Monday meeting, we're like, come on, guys, we have to do this. And it just makes the store look better. The building's been there for 20-something years, but if you were to walk into our store now, you would think we just opened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's clean and it's fresh and it just looks nice.
Let me ask you,
because this is the second time that you say this. So you guys, it's just the four of you that are running the company, right? And so this is the second time now that you say our weekly meeting. You mentioned it yesterday and didn't keep going.
Yeah.
What are those meetings about? What do you guys cover?
So usually we always cover our core values, make sure we're heading in the right direction. We know where our vision's at. And and then, like Nicole said, our social media, we talk about social media, things that need to be done at the store. And we go over like service calls, what kind of service calls are going to be done for the week. So I think it's important because it puts us all like in line to know where we're going.
Are you going over any financial results at all? Do you talk about sales targets or numbers?
So we just started that.
Okay.
We just started that. And it's an eye opener. I didn't really, with my dad handling that side of it, I really didn't see the numbers. I knew we were doing good financially and I knew the store was doing well. But when you don't see it written out, it's mind blowing. It's, whoa, this is how much we have to like target to make. And so now we're starting to do that. It's a real eye opener.
Yeah. I think it's good just to pace yourself and for the overall health of the businesses, understand both what is to come and what you need to do and measure yourself. If you don't do it, it's like a professional football player doesn't keep stats on how many touchdowns or yards that they ran. That's
how also, did they improve?
Yeah.
I also think it's like super motivating too, because Mike has it like categorized by like name. And then so it's like,
oh,
Mike hit, Angelo hit this much this week on his outside installs, or like even in the store. Oh, I sold 540 pound tabs this week, or Gina sold this many banishes this week. So it's really motivating to see the numbers and how much we're hitting.
See that. Yeah. Once you ring it up on the register, you don't see like those numbers. So it's neat to be like, oh, dang, I sold that. I did that. Okay. Yeah. But you don't see those numbers until it's actually physically presented to you. So it's nice that we have those meetings, because now we can see like how everyone else is doing, if they need improvements. But the Monday meetings are great. We have them every single morning, every single Monday, and it's a great way to start the morning. So,
especially the week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's so important about this, Ted, is you get a lot of business. And because it's family ran, I think people just might have the perception of, oh, they're just having fun. They're just very lucky at it. But in talking to them, that's not the case at all. Like they have, Zach, you love to talk about the core values, how you're going to treat your customers. They cover it. They talk about it. I always talk about it's so important to know the financials, because unless you know the financials, how do you know where you're going to go? How do you know you're going to make more money, right? And so what's tracked is improved upon because people focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to get at is, everybody listening, is one of the big keys to success, even for a small business like this, is those meetings are so crucial. And I know a lot of companies that don't take the time to do it, to talk about it, to focus on it. And that just gives your business a full direction of where you need to go. So everybody listening out there, those weekly meetings are very important. And what I tell a lot of the pool pros is, you can't say, I'm going to have a Monday meeting with my pool techs, and then every Monday you come up with an excuse as to why your business and you don't have it, because then what that does is it absolutely just backfires on you.
Yeah, if you don't hold a regular meeting, there's always an excuse not to have the meeting. Like, we're so busy, we're working in the business, but you have to step out and say, I got to work on the business. And the meeting's working on the business, the training and education piece is working on the business. And you have to step aside and say, what do we need to do here? But it's very rare that a family does that, right? Let alone a business that are made up of people who don't know each other. I think it's always very positive to sync up. You need to do it.
I feel like doing our Monday meetings, it really changed us and helped us get on the same page and move us forward.
And grow.
And grow.
Yeah.
Zach, we're going to have to do a trip and just show up on Monday morning to the meeting.
And like,
8 o'clock.
We're
coffee. Down. Let's go.
We'll have coffee.
By the way, this is the stuff Zach just eats up big time. So you tell him, let's go into a meeting. He's like, let's do it.
Yes. So. We'll be that way in a couple weeks. So.
Yeah. You never know. We might accidentally show. And you know what? We'll be there for that Monday.
The doors are open.
We might accidentally show up first thing in the morning.
The week of the 23rd?
Yes, sharp. Uh-huh.
I was just saying I'm at our Ontario plant that week, and I think I'm going to pop into Academy. If you guys are going to be around.
Yeah, let's go.
Maybe an Academy trip, maybe a plant tour.
Waiting for a plant tour.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, are you guys tired? And by the way, they don't get tired.
We're still energized.
Ready to continue the whole night.
I do have to tell you, Zach, that they were making fun of you. It was like 8:50 and they're like, so Edgar, is Zach really asleep? And I texted you and you never answered.
Like, don't invite him next time.
Yeah. I'm like, he would have quit at Summer Moon at 5 o'clock. He'd be like, gotta go home, take a shower, drink my warm milk, get ready for bed.
Every time I'm up there, he has me out super late and I'm just like sitting in the truck with my eyes barely open, just hanging on so that we can get home. I am in bed early.
I do have to tell you, so last time, so Zach always comes up and we have a spare bedroom and he stays in. And I had asked the kids to leave some sheets out so I could get them for Zach's bed. And so they didn't. So we show up like late. It was late at night and we're trying to be really quiet in the house walking in. And I'm scrambling everywhere looking for these sheets and I can't find them. Little did I know they put them out. I just didn't see them. But anyways, he makes the bed and I'm like, oh crap, I'm going to go get your blanket. I kid you not. I went up the stairs, came down. He was out hard. And I'm like, Zach, here's your blanket. And he was like, what? And he's like, what? I'm like, bro, you cannot hang. You could just not hang. So
just don't party with the AquaStar team because in Vegas, you were out too.
It was fun.
That's the after party, right? You can go see the awards and that's fine and that's recorded, but not the after party.
And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yes. Absolutely. So, guys, let's do this. Let's take our final word from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to get some final thoughts.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision-crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With 3 tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add recurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in 2 sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pros' time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/Nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live podcast. So I did have somebody message me, Nicole, during the break, and they said, can you ask Nicole if she's actually on a billboard? I think I just saw her on a billboard, and I don't know if it was because of the podcast, and I'm picturing her on there, but are you on some type of billboard out?
I am on the 91 freeway in Corona, yes. So I had graduated 2 years ago from Norco College, and they started using my picture from graduation. So there's two photos on campus, one exiting campus, and then one on campus. And now recently, my friend, boyfriend, she saw the billboard. He was like, is that Nicole?
Yeah.
And then they sent me the photo and I was like, what? No way. So my parents, we went around Riverside on the freeway trying to look for it and we found it. So that's really cool and crazy.
Can you imagine that? You're just driving down the freeway and you're like,
I know that person.
Am I imagining things or?
It's funny. A customer actually came in and asked me like, do you have your own billboard? And I was like, yeah, I do. Yeah. Like, that's funny. You recognize me. And then one of the drivers at SCP, he was like, I saw you on a billboard. So everyone's starting to find out now.
That's hilarious. As seen on the billboard.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yes. So you are billboard famous.
Yes, you okay. Can say that.
Zach, you need to get on a billboard to be able to.
I'm ready. When are you going to put us up there?
So anyways. Obviously, we do final thoughts. I'm going to throw you guys a little curveball here in just a second. I'm going to go to Zach and get some final thoughts.
I have to apologize. You guys caught me slipping there as I was noting away, but I want to go back to something that you were talking about, and it was the relationships that you're building with your customers and having that mission of creating long-term loyalty. And I think this is something I don't want to call it low-hanging fruit because it is definitely a special talent and requires a lot of work, but this is something that we can all do a better job of. And recently, I've been looking at a lot of the things that we've done so far in our journey to differentiate us and how they've become a standard across the industry. So a lot of the things that we started doing, whether it's wrapping vehicles, uniforms, things like that, that we were able to latch onto that gave us that push. It's now standard and everyone's doing that stuff. So I've had a lot of conversations lately with different people around here, like, what's next for us? What are we going to focus on? And we started talking about the relationships with our customers and building on that. And this is all within the last week or two. So I'm sitting here as you're talking about this, and I'm taking all these notes that I'm excited to take back to the team and see what we can do to come up with our own method to this. And as we're going through this, you guys are getting people that are writing in messages, saying hi, shout outs and all that. And it's just a testament to how powerful it is. And so thank you to you guys. I've been doing a lot of learning on this episode. I'm super excited to bring this back to the team And I look forward to the Monday meeting. So just
nice.
Edgar, let's plan on it.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen. So
I think Zach said something really important, which is for retail, it's, I won't say easy, but we have a lot of customers that come in. You get to know them on a personal relationship because they're come to your store. When you're a pool professional, a service professional, it's the exact opposite. You're going to the customer's house. You're in their dojo. I think it's even more important to have a relationship with your customer if you're servicing the pool. Like, you're in their backyard.
I agree.
Around their family and dogs and whatever else. If you don't capitalize on that, and then if you don't have the relationship, Zach, I think that's where you fall into the pricing and the service and the complaints. But when you have a personal relationship, a deep one, then that customer is going to be sticky to you for a very long time.
Yeah, price doesn't matter.
Yeah. And people like to do business with friends, with people that they know, right? So you
That's
build
right.
that relationship. And then not only that, it gives you the opportunity that if you screw up, they're not going to be nitpicky.
Yeah.
And testament to me, I tried to have those relationships with a lot of my customers. Yeah. And I did walk in backyards and I turned the corner and the pool was green and they're like, oh, it went green. Can you take care of it? And they're like, it's no big deal.
No big, because you have the relationship.
Because you have that relationship.
Yeah. When you have a transactional relationship, you're going to get a transactional response. Like the way I look at things when we have deep, meaningful relationships is you get points. So every good interaction I have with you, there's a point. And hopefully at the end of the day, there's more points than there are deductions. And I think the consumers have, they're intuitive like that too. If you don't have any points, then you don't get any second chances. They just, I'm going to beat you up on price and complain when the pool's dirty or whatever versus what you just said, right? That's not a big deal. I know you're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
And I love hearing stories too, like how you said you're stepping, Angelo or Mike, the technicians are stepping into someone's house, like their backyard. I love hearing stories that customers are bringing them food out. You don't need to do that. Or giving them gift cards, just giving them something for being happy, like that they're present with them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So guys, let me get some final thoughts from you. Normally we don't throw it out to you guys, but I think you guys are going to knock this out of the park. And I think Ted and I are just going to sit back and enjoy this part.
First, I have to say thank you to our customers, our vendors, my grandparents, my parents. Like, they're our biggest supporters. Everyone in the pool industry, and I'm really proud of the team, and I'm really happy and excited of what we have coming in the future, because I know we have a lot of goals and plans. We're going to take it one step at a time and just hit it there and impress everyone and be the best we can be.
I just want to say thank you to Pool Nation. Thanks to you guys, because it feels like you guys united the whole pool industry as one. We're one big family now. I look forward to every Monday morning, listen to you guys in my ear while I'm working, and listen to all the stories around the whole nation. So it's great.
I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Really Angelo's does. Depositing points.
To
get the back-to-back. Yeah.
He's working me.
He's working you. That's it.
I'm super blessed and super grateful to be in the pool industry. And like everyone says, once you're in it, there's no way out. So I'm really grateful and I'm blessed to be here. And shout out to my parents, too. They're really supportive of everything I do. Big shout out to them.
And your Billboard fans.
Yeah, there you go.
I did
and
have
also my friends too.
Superior Pool Solutions. I want a billboard. Dang. And then Jay Brakefield is going, hey, brownie points too. I use those on my wife, is what he says.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And I just want to say that I am super proud of this team, especially them not coming from retail and then being able to come in and interact and be able to adjust themselves, their lives. Nicole, first time job. Angelo being out in the field all the time, and then Michael having his own outside business coming in and taking over and making Academy even better. I know my dad's proud, my mom, everybody's proud. But I think the fact that we kept it in the family and he didn't sell it to a stranger, we don't know if Academy would still be around. And the fact that Michael wanted me to stay and help, and which I'm very grateful, and I'm always here to help you in and out of the store, of course.
Yep.
I'm just really proud, and I'm proud of where Academy's going. I see the growth, and it excites me because I've been in this for so long. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen the ups and downs, the changes. And so seeing the business grow, where it could lead, the direction it's taking, it excites me. It makes me want to work harder. And then seeing them put in all this effort, it makes me proud. I'm a proud aunt. What can I say? And so I work hard to make the store successful. It's not just for me. It's for Mike, Angela, and Nicole, and for Academy Pools and what my dad did.
It's our company. It's in our blood.
And now to look towards the future, because we have a young generation here, it's okay, the next 30 years, where is Academy going? Multiple stores. We've talked about it, the growth, outside service, building on that. So it's just exciting, and it's an exciting time, and I'm proud to be part of it, and I'm proud of my team. So
I think that's a whole different podcast. Did you hear that, Zach? Multiple stores. As soon as she said that, I looked over at Zach, and he's like, yeah.
Zach's noting, taking notes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because that's something that Zach and I have been talking a lot about, is watching the companies grow, and
sure,
which ones do we think are going to be the ones that are going to start taking everything mm-hmm. to that next level and kind of doing multiple stores. And we're actually starting to see some key players already that are hungry for that. And so
We've got the youth and the motivation. Mm-hmm. And I think with those two things, it's an easier transition, right. I should say. I see that in our near future. Yeah, why not, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, we could do it.
Will you guys open up a store in Frisco or Prosper?
Yeah.
See the town now.
Please.
I'll move out here. My husband will love it because he's a Cowboys fan, so why not?
I wouldn't mind having Summer Moon every day.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
$2.99.
That was great.
Just for the food and barbecue.
And barbecue, oh my gosh.
Ted, I'm going to throw it to you and close this up.
Yeah, several things. So first of all, there's great responsibility on your shoulders because whether you know it or not, you are one of the best, or you're recognized as the best retailer out there in Pool Nation. Other retailers are looking up to you guys. So it's going to be a big responsibility. You're setting the bar here. I personally want to thank you guys, first of all, for being an amazing BioGuard dealer. You guys are great advocates of the brand. You're great just people to do business with. I wish every pool store was exactly like you guys. So. Yeah.
No, we appreciate that.
No, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
But,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, you talk about growth plans, and one of the things I often talk about is how do you ready your business for an expansion? And I think you're right, Edgar. That's a whole nother, how do you take this dynamic and this magic and not hurt the current location, but apply it to a new one? That takes some magic. So,
Zach, there's our next one.
Yeah.
I'm all excited about that now. The problem is we'll have to have a Ted to be able to talk about it.
I'll come in a day earlier next time so I can have all the barbecue instead of plane food.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so.
And be sitting on the plane for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, I really want to thank you guys for coming down. You guys are what you see on social media, right? And we talk about that a lot of times. Oh, yeah. You could see people that are one way on social media and then you meet them and they're completely different. So I could tell everybody that's listening, the energy that they have on all those posts, on all that social media, that's who they truly are. And I think that I love the fact that you guys have been able to win Retailer of the Year, right? Because it highlights that even more. And like mm-hmm. Ted is saying, there's a lot of eyes on you guys, right? And what we're trying to do is we're trying to help everybody and bring everybody together and elevate. And you guys are the perfect example of what the industry needs to be and the energy and the future of it with the youth and all that. So thank you so much. You guys keep crushing it. We are big fans of you guys. So big
you.
That. And then I will close it with one thing. Okay. And this one's for you, Angelo. And that is Cecilia and Mama are proud. Oh, wait, that's Mike. I saw it here. I saw it. So anyway, so that one's for you.
Yeah.
So they're kind of very proud
that's good.
Of you.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
Awesome.
I appreciate that. That's my young daughter, my newborn.
You got a little red.
That's cute.
You got a little red on that one, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah? So anyway, so big congratulations to all of you. Shout out to all your family that has been on here. Ted, thanks so much for coming down. I know that you are a super busy guy, so we really appreciate that. Zach? Thanks for your time as usual. Everybody tuning in, catch us next Wednesday on our Instagram Live. Have a great one. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pool Nation Podcast, a member of the Pool Nation family. You can listen to us live every Friday here at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at Pool Nation or PoolNationPodcast.com, on Facebook, or on Instagram at Pool.Nation. And to find more info about Pool Invoice, the billing software built specifically for the pool industry, go to PoolInvoice.com. Before you go, this is what the pool industry has been waiting for. PoolManUniversity.com. It's the first platform dedicated to learning the swimming pool service and repair industry, a pool service community where you can connect and find videos on business, service, water chemistry, and repairs. See you there at PoolManUniversity.com.